Time for our political party. Let's meet tonight's guests. Max Kellerman is a CNN contributor and a boxing analyst. He's the host of HBO's Face Off with Max Kellerman. Do you box or you just critique?
I just talk. Boxing, right. It looks a little tough.
Here we have Veronique DeRougie. She's an economist who writes for Reason.com. And Steve Kornacki, one of our longtime guests. He's the political editor of Salon.com. Welcome, everybody. In our opening arguments earlier tonight, Eliot Spitzer said that Barack Obama is President George III. He said he's just a continuation of George W. Bush's policies. What do you think?
Hey, I'm going to have to agree with you on this one. Actually, I've always said, you know, Obama is just Bush on steroids.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, he's an even bigger spender. I mean, he's continued the wars. He's actually, our involvement in Afghanistan stuff, he's like really bad on civil liberties. So, yeah, kind of the same. Worse, maybe.
Worse than President Bush.
I don't know. I think from the left, it's a little bit odd that, I mean, in the first place, this idea that he doesn't have the vision or the leadership necessary to go make something happen, and so he's continually compromising. There's a black man who's president of the United States named Barack Hussein Obama. I find it difficult to believe that he and the people around him lack visionary leadership and just simply immediately compromise. Healthcare reform, for instance, right? Well, the public option. He negotiated himself before he ever got to the table. It seems to me much more likely that they looked at it and said, we really are not going to get the votes. Well, so they passed health care.
Steve, I know, agrees with you, so I'll give you a shot and then I'll punch back in your boxing metaphor.
I understand what you're saying, and I understand that some policies have continued, and it's been dismaying to some people on the left, and it's been dismaying to some people on the right who thought that Bush kind of sold them out on spending issues. But when you look at it, you know, in the entire history of the United States, you know, a national health care plan, you know, health care reform had never made it through a single congressional committee under any president before Barack Obama. It's now law. And it's a flawed law. It's like laying the groundwork. You know, I've likened it to some of the, you know, you look at the civil rights legislation that preceded the big one in 1964. If you look at Obama's, you know, health care in that perspective, maybe this is like the Civil Rights Act of 1957. The most important thing was getting it done. It's the groundwork for the future.
But excuse me, I mean, like Bush also, let's not forget, pushed a big, gigantic prescription drug benefit, right? Big spending on entitlement, too. So he's just, it's just a continuation. It's just been worse.
And I would say something even more fundamental than that, and put Afghanistan aside, and even put the Wall Street bailouts aside, this tax agreement, which I think really for me was the straw that broke the camel's back, 25% goes to the top 1%. If there's an issue that should motivate and should sort of be the orchestrating theme of what we do with our politics right now, it is resuscitating the middle class. And this is a policy in which he has said, we will give away so much to those who are wealthy and really not do nearly as much for the middle class
as we need.
The alternative was actually to fight and draw a line in the sand, as he claimed he would throughout the campaign. And I'm not just talking about rhetoric. What it does is it actually changes the type of negotiation you have. We have a majority in both houses. We actually have the votes. He did not.
Your majority in the Senate includes a guy like Ben Nelson, who represents the state of Nebraska and is up for re-election in 2012.
But you know,
Obama fights on this, Ben Nelson joins the Republicans.
This is an issue where he was not taken hostage, he volunteered to be taken hostage.
I think the left is so up in arms about the tax extension, cuts extension in particular, because there's broad consensus, whether rightly or wrongly, that the Bush administration was a failure, it was a failed presidency. And there are two prime drivers of that. One, war in Iraq under false pretenses. Two, huge deficit spending, from surplus to deficit spending. And the prime driver of the deficit spending, other than the war in Iraq, was the tax cuts that weren't paid for. So ideologically, the left gets up in arms when any kind of continuation of the Bush policy, when they see
Iraq under mistaken premises. But let's just say this. What about this option? President Obama ran on a campaign of, this is not a red America, not a blue America. We're all in this together. How about he's come toward the center and has built a compromise that is actually being heralded by such right-wing radicals as Ezra Klein? Now, come on, you know,
let's not forget what this tax deal is. It's just not, I mean, you hate the teeny part so much, but the rest is actually gigantic spending for the middle class and the low-income people without, which is just continuing what we've seen in D.C. for the last 10 years, more spending without other spending cuts.
It's not a teeny part. What it is the fundamental trade-offs.
$75 billion.
It's over 120 and more than that, because what you're really looking at is not only the top piece above 250, okay. But also the estate tax, and then the big trade-off that will come in January. And this is the part that is painful, because what we forget is last week were suddenly the need for deficits to close the deficit and the cuts, which are going to come out of the very programs we need that are being defunded.
But in exchange, extension of unemployment benefits.
No, but you're negotiating against yourself. That was going to happen anyway.
Would you have gotten a 13-month extension in the unemployment benefits from the Republican Congress taking over?
You would have gotten more than that.
I find that hard to believe.
Of course you get it, because you know why? What you do is you say until you peg it to unemployment rates, and you say we will continue to do this, and you certainly don't disengage it from the tax cuts for the wealthy and give them different tenure. The 2 years versus 13 months is a critical strategic error.
The most fundamental thing that Republicans have understood since the moment Barack Obama took office is that when the unemployment rate is over 9% and flirting with 10%, people don't care much about logic. They want to blame the guy who's in charge. No. And if Obama gets into a message war over who's going to raise your taxes, already 80% of the country thinks Obama raised its taxes last year. He gave 95% of Americans a tax cut. People don't care about rational thought right now. They want to blame
the tax cut. Claim where tax cuts were actually spending increase. Tax credits are completely different from tax
cuts. Nobody even thinks they got tax credits.
More fun with taxes in just a minute, but we've got to take a break and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back to our political party. As promised, more fun with taxes. Veronique, finish that thought for us.
I was just saying, you know, high-income people who actually create a lot of the growth, I mean, are not getting a free lunch here. First, the estate tax is 35%. It's not 0%, 35%. And also remember, in the health care bill, they're going to get this 3-point-something% in tax on unearned income. They're already taxed plenty, and they're going to be taxed plenty more.
Just so it's clear, the 25% of the benefit of this goes to the top 1%. The 35% is a big drop from the 55% that it used to be, and both of these were fundamental.
Benefits, what you're calling benefits, are just the fact that they're not going to pay more taxes.
Veronique, you know, it's like marginal rates are almost at a historic low. It used to be in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, during the period of time where an economy was booming and growing.
So you're actually saying that increasing taxes right now, when the economy is actually doing really bad, is a good idea. It's a bad idea. I mean, actually, Barack Obama he did the right thing. I mean, now he needs to keep this economy growing by lifting uncertainty, which is this tax deal did a little bit.
It does seem to me that the argument is basically from the left, that the right moves rightward, insists on compromise, the left compromises, and therefore the center moves rightward. And on many economic policy issues, that does seem to be the case. On the other hand, on many social issues, the left seems to do the same thing to the right. For instance, don't ask, don't tell, which was originally, hey, you don't have to get court-martialed, you know, just don't ask, we won't ask and you don't tell. And now the left is saying, no, not good enough. But it's continually moving left.
I don't want to let this point go, because I don't see this as a huge sellout, you know, on the part of the left to the right on this tax compromise this week. You could make the same argument, I think Veronique is starting to, from the right, that this is the right selling out. There's $300 billion of stimulus in this.
There's a cut in the payroll tax. It's actually the Republicans are just doing what they've been doing the last 10 years. They're obsessed with their tax. Their tax rates, and once they get that, they're like, you can
go and spend whatever you want. All right, thanks to Max, Veronique, and Steve, and thank you all for listening and watching. Be sure to join us tomorrow night.